This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. French President Emmanuel Macron is promising aid to Lebanon following a blast that killed more than 145 people. But he reassured angry citizens that aid will not go to corrupt hands. International aid is arriving in Beirut as Lebanon continues to come to terms with the devastating explosion at its main port. Reuters Adam Reed reports.
Facing devastation, help is arriving in Lebanon. Preliminary blame the explosion on inaction and negligence, saying nothing was done to remove tons of ammonium nitrate from the port. Local officials have denied the incident was the result of an attack. Lebanon's hospitals are overwhelmed by thousands of injured people, while other care facilities were themselves put out of action by the explosion. The people of Lebanon are used to suffering through decades of war and civil unrest.
That is Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. Dozens are still missing after Tuesday's explosion that injured 5,000 people and left up to 250,000 homeless. U.S. President Donald Trump is predicting a COVID-19 vaccine might be ready by this year's election, less than 90 days away. Community, including prominent infectious disease experts such as Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, however, expects that none of the numerous vaccine candidates now undergoing human trials will be ready until the end of the year or early 2021. Meanwhile, in an interview with VOA, Dr. Fauci says the world will never be able to eradicate the coronavirus that has infected 19 people globally. From Washington, this is VOA News. White House officials and Democratic leaders in the U.S. Congress concluded a long negotiated session Thursday, saying they had made progress on several coronavirus aid provisions of legislation, but still have deep disagreements. AP's Mike Rogers. A deal is not imminent.
Frustration was evident from both sides after 3 hours of negotiations on Capitol Hill failed to produce a breakthrough pandemic relief package Thursday. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
There's a handful of very big issues that we are still very far apart.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Republicans want a trim package.
When they said a skinny proposal, it was anorexic. And it was not to meet the needs of the American people.
The White House says President Trump is prepared to use executive orders to address some elements of the congressional package involving evictions and jobless benefits. Mike Gracia, Washington.
New York's Attorney General is looking to put the National Rifle Association out of business. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Letitia James says the NRA's long felt. But an 18-month probe revealed brazen illegality, with the organization breaking nonprofit rules along with state and federal laws, like diverting millions of dollars for lavish personal trips. She's suing the NRA in Manhattan.
We are seeking an order to dissolve the NRA in its entirety.
At the White House.
That's a very terrible thing that just happened.
President Trump defending the NRA, which in turn is countersuing the Attorney General, setting the stage for a drawn-out legal battle. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump issued executive orders on Thursday banning any U.S. transactions. The Chinese company that owns video sharing app TikTok and Tencent, owner of the WeChat app, starting in 45 days. The orders come as the Trump administration says it is stepping up efforts to purge untrusted Chinese apps from U.S. digital networks. Reuters reports Facebook has objected to a world court request from Gambia to release posts and communications by members of Myanmar's military police. Gambia has accused Myanmar of genocide against the Rohingya Muslim minority. Facebook said the request was extraordinarily broad and would constitute special and unbound access to accounts. The UN Refugee Agency says a boat carrying about sank off the coast of Mauritania, leaving just one survivor. The UN says the sole survivor is from Guinea and that the others on board were also from sub-Saharan African countries. For the latest news, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.